Hello. Why did that sound so awkward? Anyway, hello, welcome back. It's me, your local broke girl. Hell yeah. Yes, it's me. Unfortunately, I do not have a girlfriend experience audio for PTA this time, even though, it's literally Valentine's Day. At least it is for me. It is currently, oh my lord, that's long. We good? We good? We good. Okay, so okay, there we go. So it's 14 February for me at 1:19 a.m. Pretty fun, pretty fun. My first hour and 19 minutes of Valentine's Day have been very eventful. I was just talking to a bunch of friends and everything, and it was just like pretty chill, had some laughs here and there. So you might be wondering, like, why am I not doing like a girlfriend experience audio, And that's because when I listen to PTA, at least I remember during my Valentine's Day, well, it was nice to listen to, like, audios where you can pretend that the speaker is your partner or whatever. I guess for me, it kind of like amplified the feeling of being lonely and just like not having anyone, because like the audio would end and I'll just be like, I'm alone. Or like I wake up in the middle of the night and then, like I don't hear anything and it's just me and I'm just like, ugh, So I figured that I would just, make like a little hangout with me. We've done this before. We can do it again. And so, yeah. You're single, I'm single. Let's just sit here for like however long, maybe about half an hour, and just be single together. Hopefully that would be like kind of like woo, like cool. I don't know why I just like hit the whoa. I'm doing it again. Okay, I don't have any like Valentine's Day stories, unfortunately, because single gang forever. No, saying that like just makes it seem kind of sad. Okay, no. It's not, we're not gonna go into like sad hours or anything, But I mean, Valentine's Day, like back in, I guess you would call it high school. I don't fucking know. High school, like y'all Westerners are weird. But high school, my school would be like, oh, we're selling these brownies that, you can send to people. And basically it would be like a whole shebang. And then like the students would come in the middle of class and be like, hi, we have like delivery for like brownies. And this one's for you, this one's for you, this one's for you. And I never actually received one, which makes me really upset. I bought one for someone that I liked in my second year, I think. That's so embarrassing to think about. I was like 14. Okay, maybe that's not like high school for you guys. That would be like middle school. And my school was like 6 years, so 13 to 18, that's how it was. Yeah. So in my second year, I was 14 and I bought one for this guy that I liked. And I mean, you could send it anonymously. Yeah. And I think I wrote like a fucking poem as like the little message. And the problem is that I'm like a really horrible writer, because and like the poem was like so fucking bad. I don't remember what I wrote. Like I've wiped it clean from my memory, but like I just knew that I wrote a poem, and let's just not think about it ever again, But yeah, I guess Valentine's Day was always kind of like a confession kind of thing to me. Like everyone made a big deal out of it, so I was just like, okay, I need to like get in the zone, And then as I got to like my fifth and sixth year and turned like 17, 18, I was just like, you know what, fuck like finding a rom— okay, actually no, I was like on Tinder and Bumble and okay cupid like not fuck love, but it was more of like, it's okay if I didn't have anyone that I liked in my school, because firstly, we were a small cohort of like 200 people, and that number like reduced with every year as people like left or like retained. Yeah, and so I know these people way too well now, and and I don't want to date any of them. And that was it, you know? So, fast forward, I've graduated my, you know, graduated high school. Pretty fun, pretty fun. And then I turned 19. And I didn't have anyone for Valentine's Day that year. And I didn't have anyone for Valentine's Day last year either. And this year, Valentine's Day, I don't have anyone again, which is pretty fun. I mean, I don't know. I think at some point, like, we kind of just, like, made it into, like, this huge deal that, oh, you know, like, this is time to, like, confess your love, like, you know, to enjoy and cherish, like, like ask out this other person and spend time with your significant other and shit. And it's just like, okay, you know, like, sure. Like, sure, I guess. Like, as if I'm not reminded of it like every fucking time. But yeah, Valentine's Day, how weird. What a concept to, like, whoever thought about it. Whoever thought about making this like a whole fucking day and setting up with like expectations and shit. It's like so. Ooh. You know, and I recently went back to my dorm. Yeah, I came back to my dorm. English is hard. And I met some of my dorm mates, and I was just like, haha, do you guys have anyone for like Valentine's Day? Like, y'all got any plans? And everyone was just like, nope. It's just like single girls forever, which is really funny. And it's very cute, and we're going out for lunch together like tomorrow. I think we're gonna go eat sushi. And we're just gonna like dress up and like look cute and everything, you know? Like, that's just how it is. Like, yeah. But yeah, I guess maybe like it's Asian countries or whatever, but Valentine's Day is like made into like such a huge deal. And like, there's so much pressure. I can't imagine being in a couple, like. And I just kind of know that if I were in a relationship and Valentine's Day was coming up, like, I would totally be like so fucking anal about it. I would just be like, should I be doing something special? I probably would be doing something special, but then at the same time, it's also just like, is my partner as enthusiastic as me, or do they not care? And it's just like, am I gonna be disappointed if they didn't put in as much effort as I did? Like, wow, like, that would fucking suck. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, expectations of Valentine's Day, and that's pee pee poo poo. What else could we talk about, you know, that's related to the idea of love? Right, bad Tinder dates and Bumble dates and all that shit. I was actually really funny, during the 1 year that I spent in my home country, I realized that it was only between February and March was I really in the online dating scene, and in the subsequent months I kind of just stopped, you know, like, I don't know. And even now when I go back onto like Tinder and Bumble and stuff, like, partially to go and get like the validation, but I realized that I don't care as much anymore. And to someone listening, this is gonna be like, oh my god, she's fucking lying, she totally fucking cares. And of course, like, you know, I would care about like being in a relationship and stuff, because like I want to experience what it's like, you know, like I want to know, and I want to experience all these things that people are experiencing. And sometimes I just want someone there, you know, that isn't my friend, unfortunately. But yeah, I want there to be like an additional label to it and be able to do like all this like cute and mushy shit with, and then kind of like learn how to exist with someone else in my personal life that I will share intimate moments with, you know? Like, that's what I mainly want going into a relationship. As opposed to, like, I don't know, getting a boyfriend or a girlfriend for the sake of getting one. I mean, I guess at one point, well, yeah, in 2019, I was pretty desperate for one, so I guess that led to a bunch of, like, really bad dates. Anyway, back to the story. So, like, in February, I had matched with this guy, and I wasn't entirely sure about him. And we had, like, made a plan to, like, you know, kind of go get, like, a coffee and, like, a cake together. But I had to go all the way to, like, his fucking university campus, which was, like, an hour train right away, which honestly really isn't that bad. But even so, like, I'm the one going all the way there. And when I reached there, I was early, so I decided to hang out with my friend since she went to the same uni. And I just sat with her in the cafeteria. So, like, she did her work. I attended, like, the online lecture with her. I came, like, an hour early. You know, just to, like, calm myself down. But... And... Okay, no, I didn't come out. I think I came, like, 2 hours early. And so, like, an hour before we were supposed to meet, I text him. Like, part of me was just, like... My gut was telling me, like, no, something feels off. Like, I don't want to go on a date with this guy. And so I texted him and I was just like, hey, I'm really sorry. Like, the friend I'm meeting, like, she's currently having a breakdown. I really need to be there for her. And so I won't be able to meet up with you, which is a very shitty move, I know. But, like, my gut feeling just told me that, like, something ain't right, you know? And I was proven right because just, like, a couple months ago, he texts me out of nowhere just to be like, hey, are you okay? And I was just like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, you know, what's up? Like, why is... the sudden contact out of the blue? And he replied me with this, and I shit you not, he was just like, oh, I'm doing okay, I recently got out of a relationship, so, you know, just getting back into the online dating scene, and I just wanted to know if, like, you know, you were still around. And I was just like, no, I have gone back overseas because of school. Even though I was still in my home country. And he was just like, oh, that sucks, I really wanted to, like, ask you out and everything. And I was just like, bitch, like, stop. Okay, well, I didn't tell him that. I was just like, haha, okay, cool. And they just didn't reply, and he was just like, bet. And I was just like, okay. And I was like, oh my god, like, don't use me as, like, a fucking rebound, bitch. Like, ugh. And, you know, like, even when talking to him over text, like, before I met up with him or anything, like, I could kind of tell that, like, we were very different people who live, like, kind of different lives and have, like, different paths that we want to go. Because he was very, like, standard and conventional. Like, he was the eldest son, he was studying to become a doctor, and, you know, like, he does sports and everything. Basically, like, the well-rounded person. And... like, you know, trying to talk to him about certain things, it was just like, it was just so bland and boring, and I was just like, so yeah, that was an experience. I must not deny, when I first saw, like, his text, I was talking to my friend at that point in time. I was, like, texting my friend, just like, haha, funny convos, and then he texts me, and I immediately freaked out. I was just like, bitch, do you remember this one guy that, like, I matched with, like, months back, but, like, I didn't meet? And she was just like, yeah. Actually, no, she was just like, wait, which one? Was it, like, the one who you were supposed to watch Love Island with, or, like, the medicine guy? And I was just like, the medicine guy. And then what happened? And then I was just like, I don't know what the fuck his message says. And she was just like, you know, if you press and hover, like, if you press it down, then, like, the preview will come out and it will show that, like, you didn't, and it won't show that you read the message. And I was just like, oh my god, are you sure? And she was just like, okay, I'll send you. She was just like, okay, just go to, like, where all the chats are, okay? I'm gonna send you a bunch of messages, and then you just, like, hover over them, and I'll let you know whether I've seen it or not. And I was just like, okay. And she was just like, yeah, I can't see shit, I don't know whether you read it or not. And I was just like, okay, great, because, yeah, I did, like, the whole preview thing. And so, yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, like, I think it's just, like, kind of shitty that, like, that would happen. Because, especially since we hadn't, like, contacted each other in, like, what, 8 months? 8 to 9 months? And suddenly you just text me out of nowhere, and I'm just like, who the fuck? Like, literally, who the fuck are you? Like, I have changed. I don't care about dating anymore. What if I just told him that, like, I was taken? It would have been so funny. But yeah, online dating, it's like a harsh world out there, you know? And I think over time, because, how should I say? I started using Tinder when I was 16. everyone being like, but the legal age is like 18, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, well, yeah, I'm like quirky. So I went on it when I was 16 because part of me was curious about the online dating sites, And I was, at that point in time, I was also like doing some research about like this fan fiction I was writing, which I never actually completed. So honestly, let's just say I was just curious. So yeah, I went on it when I was like 16. And, you know, it was just kind of like fun to like flirt around and just like not really like commit. I think that was when I knew I was a bit of a player, like a little bit of a player, because like it was just fun to be like given all this attention from like, especially from like guys, because this is before I kind of like figured out that I was like queer. So back when I had the disease, I'm joking, back when I was like only into guys, I guess it was kind of intoxicating to always get like a match, you get what I mean, and like to receive like so much attention from males, like it kind of just made me very like, oh okay, so what would happen if I said this, or if I started out the conversation like this, and what if I flirted back, like, you know, what if I led the conversation to like something like this and this. And I think, I don't know, to receive like such attention that I've never actually gotten back before, because like all my crushes never liked me back, very upsetting. Like it was just so nice, but it was also kind of toxic because I kind of got drunk on like said attention, and I was just like, like who the fuck have I become? But fortunately, like the thing about online dating is that you get exhausted really easily. So within the month, I was just like, okay, I'm done. I went on one date, actually. And yeah, I went on one date, which was like horrible. It was kind of like a study date, which wasn't like the most ideal. And the guy was boring. I had to call my friend to be like, hey, can you bail me out? And she was just like, yeah, I'll bail you out. And he got me like a fucking gift. And he wrote me a song. Like, this is like, like girl, like girl, what was I doing? It was weird because at that point in time I was going by like a name that I was going by a fake name, and this guy made some like reggae style jazz thing for me using my name, and he was just like, her heart is cold as ice or something like that. And I was just like, okay, like that's like low-key kind of harsh. I mean, thinking back about it, I mean, you know, points for effort and everything, but take note that he wrote me that song within the first day that we matched. Which I was just like, oh sir, no, like no. So yeah, and you know, we were talking, well, we didn't really talk much during the date, like, and even when I tried bringing up conversations, like, he just didn't know, like, he just kind of, like, rejected everything they said, and it was just like, I guess I'm not really into it, oh, I don't really know much about this topic, and that kind of stuff, and I was just like, so, you know, I had to bolt, I had to leave, and then he texted me that night just to be like, oh, wow, I tried the waffles, and, like, they were, like, fucking great, and I was just like, I think that this wasn't a very good first date. I think we were too awkward and everything, and that's just not it. And I guess that was kind of like my first taste of like, okay, you have to be a bit more aware as to how you're presenting yourself online and whether you can actually follow that up, like when you meet them in real life, because like, it's easy to like speak online, you know? Like, it's so easy to just like pretend to be this person online. And then when you make it a reality, it's just like, oh no, I'm like fucking awkward as shit. Because like in real life, like I really don't, like, I don't know, I'm not much of a talker. I say this having done so many like rambles on PTA, but like when it comes to like initiating a conversation with someone, it's just like kind of difficult for me. And it stresses me out, especially when it's with a stranger, and like it's just me and that person alone, and I'm just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. And that's why I prefer having an activity. But the problem of having that activity is that, like, did you enjoy the person or did you just enjoy doing this thing? You know, because, yeah, in 2019, I went on, like, this, we went to, like, the theme park, to, like, an amusement park for our first date. And I really enjoyed my time. I thought it was, like, really fun and everything. And I thought that, like, oh, okay, I enjoy this person, I enjoy hanging out with this person. But it turns out that I just enjoyed going to the amusement park as opposed to actually liking this person. And it took me, like, a couple of dates to realize that. And also, you know, I tend to attract some pretty, like, weird guys, I feel. And honestly, I do think it's partially my fault because, once again, you put up an act and then, like, this is the kind of person, this is the kind of people you attract, you know. And yeah, so there's that. There's that. Yeah, and then the one time I got stood up, which was kind of fun. No, it wasn't, but it's been a year since then. Let's not think about it. Oh, Mr. Man from the Air Force. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty shitty. Like, you know, he tried to text me, like, last year, and I was just, like, not having it. So, sorry about it, bitch. But yeah, love is hard. Like, online dating is hard, you know. So, really, like, I mean, I've been single, like, all my fucking life, okay? I've, like, casually, like, dated someone, but I've never, like, gotten into, like, a relationship before. And, like, I'm more mature now, I'm joking. It's more of, like, you know, you, dating is hard. Love is hard. Like, finding someone who is just as attracted to you the way you're attracted to them is difficult because human emotions and interactions are, like, very, there's no, like, science project or anything, there's no, like, formula to be like, oh, if you do this, 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 and this, and then you'll definitely get them, because, like, that's clearly not true, you know. And especially when, you know, you're into someone, like, you start overthinking a lot, and then you misinterpret a lot of actions when they could really just be friendly. And, you know, sometimes, like, you yourself may be sending mixed signals to, like, other people, and, like, that's just not it, you know? So it really is difficult to find someone, and actively looking for someone is tiring. So, you know, if you're feeling sad about, like, being single for, like, so long, for, like, your entire life or anything, like, it really is okay. Like, same here, gang, like, let's go, you know. And it's hard, like, falling in love is hard, being in love is hard, you know. Loving someone, be it romantic or not, is difficult in itself. And yeah, like, it's true, like, what are the odds, you know? And I mean, I kind of have someone that I like right now, but I'm not very sure. Like, it's a very weird stage right now. But I know that they don't, like me in that way. And it's kind of just like, okay, yeah, you know, that's chill. Like, it makes sense. Like, it's not as if, like, we really know each other too well, you know. Still in, like, the getting to know each other process. But yeah, you know, like, it's perfectly fine to be single and stuff, you know. Of course, it's always nice to have someone, which is why we're here, right? Like, we listen to all these, like, all these roleplay audios where we pretend that, like, we're in a relationship with someone. And there's nothing to be ashamed of about that, because everyone needs human connection. Everyone is touch-starved in one form or another, you know, and everyone will feel that, will feel, like, an extreme sense of loneliness at times, and these audios do help, you know? Like, the number of times that I've, like, fallen asleep to, like, PTA audios is, like, astounding, because it's just kind of nice to, like, lie down with like a little heater on, and then like you're under a blanket, and then you're cuddling a pillow, and it's just like all very warm and soft, and then there's like a very nice voice ringing through your ears, and it's just like, yeah, like this is it, you know. And there's nothing to be ashamed of, you know. And if anyone asks like what the fuck you're listening to, just be like ASMR, like it helps me sleep, it gives me comfort and stuff, you know. And sure, it's like temporary or anything, but I'm so very grateful for the people in the community here for providing us with such content. And I hope that some of my comfort and sleep aid audios have helped you as well, you know. And I hope that like this has kind of helped you, you know, kind of just like hanging out with me for a little bit, talking about like my disastrous love life, and all like these weird men who keep sliding into my DMs or like giving me like weird nonsense. I mean, at least they're fun like anecdotes, you know, that I can talk about, because honestly I haven't gotten any action like recently. I really haven't gotten any action recently. Like sure, I like someone, but it's currently very weird. Like, you know, even sorting out your own feelings is hard, because it's just like, do I actually like this person, or do I like this image that I've built about this person, or do I just like the idea of being in a relationship with this person? And you know, sometimes it just takes time to figure that out, and that's perfectly okay, you know. It's difficult, and that's fine. So yeah, I think, well, I've been talking for like 26 minutes now. I don't want to make this too long. I don't really want to scare off anyone who's like listening or anything, and hopefully you're already asleep by the time you get to this, though. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I'll drag it on for like 4 more minutes, okay, so that we can get like a nice rounded 30. I say that, but then I'm gonna add a disclaimer, and oh my god. Should I just do my disclaimer now? Should I just, like, and just in the middle, so if anyone steals this audio, like, halfway through while you're listening to it, you just hear a disclaimer. Okay, you know what? You're listening to Casually Broke FM, home of student debt, pure loneliness, and haha, Singles Day. So this is your host, Local Broke Girl. So hi. If you happen to be listening to this audio that isn't from my Reddit account or Soundgasm page, like, please, you're probably listening to this. It's the way I've done this disclaimer, like, so many times, and yet I still forget what I'm supposed to say. So if you're listening to this from a source that isn't, like, from my Reddit or my Soundgasm account, you're probably listening to this audio on a place that has re-uploaded my work without my permission. And I would really appreciate it if you could go back to the original source and support me from there, because content thievery and thieves is a no-no. So yeah, and you know, if you are listening to me from like my Reddit page and everything, like, thank you. I really appreciate you. And you know, if you decide to move over here, even though it's like a little bit late now, but I hope that you will enjoy the rest of my works from the original source instead of like listening to it on like some re-uploaded site or anything, about like people posing to be me. I don't know why they would, but sometimes it happens, you know. But yeah, there's the disclaimer. Oh, I should have done that earlier when people were awake. But you know, if you stayed up throughout the entire thing, like, hey, now you know. So yeah, this is me rambling. But yeah, I know I haven't done a lot of like super like PTA stuff recently. Oh no, not the burp. Oh no. Okay, hope I, you know, I'm not gonna edit it out, like, raw, one take. Okay, so yeah, I haven't been recording like the PTA stuff recently because I haven't been in a very PTA mood. Like, it's, I don't know, like, I need some tender loving care myself, okay? Like, it's like difficult for me to dish it out when I'm not feeling it myself. Yeah, I did record like 2 others, but I don't really talk in them. It's just me. me forgetting everything. It's just me, like, practicing on the ukulele as I watch, like, a Twitch streamer. And I kind of just, like, you just have, like, a lot of, like, typing ASMR, some ukulele ASMR, and you just hear me laughing and shit. And, yeah, I'll probably post that soon, hopefully. I have yet another... Well, yeah, I technically have another PT audio coming out as well, which I should have posted before I posted this one. So, or maybe I'll post it. I don't know. We'll see. Either way, this ramble is kind of just like, you know, in case you didn't really want to hear something that was like temporary, I wouldn't say temporary comfort, but more of like if you didn't want to hear like a BFE or like GFE kind of thing, and you just wanted to hear someone talk for a little bit, like I hope like this proved useful, you know. Sometimes it's just kind of nice to listen to someone talk about things. I feel like that's what it's like for me. I just enjoy listening to what people have to say, and yeah, as long as it's within reason, you know, I don't mind like listening to people talk and everything, like about various topics, you know, as long as like they keep it respectful and stuff. So yeah. And you know, if you're feeling this Valentine's Day, it's okay, you know, it's fine to be alone. I say that I'm feeling a little bit sad myself. No, it's perfectly fine to be alone. Surround yourself with people you love, you know, be it family or friends or online friends, you know. I hope that you have someone that you can hang out with this Valentine's Day, be it romantic or not, you know. And if you don't, I hope that this audio at least kept you company for like the past half an hour. And yeah, you know, I have a bunch of other like rambly type things on my Soundgasm, which I haven't uploaded onto Reddit just yet because like they're a bit weird. My last one was about me talking about bathrooms at like 12 a.m. in the morning while I was in the bath, like it's like weird, but you know, hopefully it'll keep you company. And I've done like a bunch more of these where I just like talk and just like hang out in general, so hopefully, you know, this will, you know, yeah, this will help you during a period of loneliness. And you know, this feeling will pass, as it always does, and soon enough you'll find yourself surrounded by people who love you. And yeah, so yes, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Thank you very much for supporting me. And yeah, I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to be back. Well, kind of back. yeah. So, okay. I'm gonna go now. Thank you very much for listening to me. Bye!